Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio's edition of Can of Views. As always, I am your host, Glenn Keelan. I am also the co-founder and chapter coordinator of the Creative Care Beacon, and we are the Ohio chapter of the Human Solution International. A little bit about the Human Solution International. If you or a loved one are going through a human rights violation case, cannabis case, and you would like support, please, please definitely reach out to the Human Solution at www.thsintl.org. Because, listen, we don't know if you're going through something. The best way to do that is to reach out to us. Over on our website, it's been revamped a little bit, and you will find a way to reach out to somebody in your area. And if there's not somebody in your area, there's a really good way to find a support, way to get support, and the way to get it that way. So it is a very good way to be able to get support is by going over there to our website, to thsintl.org. And checking us out and listen, if you are like I said, if you or a loved one are going through a human rights case, if you or a loved one, like I said, if you or a loved one are going through a human rights violation case, please definitely reach out to us because we definitely want to be able to help you. I'm just answering this. Anyway, our guest, Tammy Winkle, had court today, so we're going to find out a little bit. I know that she's very tired, and I hope that she's able to join us. That's what she was just telling me. So I'm hoping that she's able to tell us what happened with that. And I know that it's very trying with what she's going through and what's going on with her. anyway, back to the Human Solution International. You know, listen, there's a lot of different organizations of the – there's a lot of different chapters of the Human Solution International in a lot of different states. Dana Bland represents one there in Missouri, the Hope for Change and the End of Prohibition, the court support there in Missouri. He has that up, and you can definitely go check him out. Dana W. Bland, he's right there on there, go friending and check him out. And you guys listening to us on Blog Talk, definitely go over to Facebook because that's where a lot of this happens at, is over on Facebook. But Dana Bland runs, again, like I said, he runs the Missouri chapter of the Human Solution International. Candace Dyer heads up the Canada Corner, the Texas chapter of the Human Solution International. There's a lot of good organizations. There's a lot of good chapters. So definitely go over to our website, which again is thsintl.org, and definitely check us out and reach out to us so we can get you some help that you rightly need. I talk every week, and I'm going to continue to talk, and I'm going to continue to push it every week, and every week, and every week, I'm going to continue to say it, because until they're all home, it's not very hard to pick up a pen and paper and to write a plant prisoner and to put some name and to just let them know, that they are, appreciated, that you appreciate what they're doing, that you thinking of them, just drop them a few lines. The importance of public awareness is always, I'm going to continue to say that because during our case, public awareness, really helped us out. And I do believe 100% that that is what helps cases out. So definitely, you know, reach out to somebody on, you know, one of these lists. And there's a lot of good lists. You know, there's the freedom.org, freedomgrowforever.org is a list there. You can go there and find plant prisoners. Please, please drop somebody the line, because it's very important during mail call for somebody to receive mail from somebody, you know, especially from somebody that they don't know. That's huge. So listen, you know, I understand that my guest is very tired, so I'm going to try my very best really quick to get her on really fast. Here, I'll just, no, whoops. Anyway, it doesn't take, but just, I think stamps are like 59 or 69 cents to mail a letter. So that's what it costs to drop a plant prisoner a line. Always something that we do online as well. Make up a sign, take a picture, post it, bring it to Carrie Cannon's attention or Tracy Glore Pike. Lance Glore for Tracy Glore Pike and or Carrie Cannon. Bring it to their attention. And you know, again, it's part of the public awareness. Drop all charges against Adele and Aaron. Really simple things to post. Bring it to Carrie Cannon and or Adele or Aaron Wisdom's attention. These are part of public awareness. You know, letters to plant prisoners are very important. I'm not sure what happened to my guest, but she fell off. But yeah, she will reconnect. We'll get her back on. And so anyway, listen, you know, another aspect of something that we do, and I do, you know, I want to talk really fast about this, is picking and choosing activism, picking and choosing of, you know, what to support, how to support it, when to support it. You know, all cannabis activism is all cannabis activism. You know, we need to support all efforts, you know, to decriminalize cannabis. And that's what it comes down to, is decriminalizing. We'll go ahead and I think we got her now. We'll add her to the stream and pull her up on here.
Oh, my God, I'm on there.
Yes, you are. Yep, you're live with us. So, yeah.
Oh, word. Hello, everybody.
Tammy, thank you.
I am Tammy Meekles. I've had a rough day today. I had to go to court.
Right, yeah. So tell us a little bit about what happened and what you had to go to court and the story with CPS and the kids and all of that.
Well, we had to go to court against the foster parents. They have been trying to do what's not right with the children, you know, like terminate rights for my daughter, which they had no success in what they were trying to do. We had a good lawyer. I give him props. And the judge didn't seem at all for the termination. The Indian history got brought up, which I have been telling parents for a while now, that's one of the ways to fight CPS is under the Native heritage background. And the termination was dismissed. Everything went good on our end. I'm just real tired. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I'm trying to look my best. This isn't my best. But,
well, what was the original reason, though? Because I know it was a really silly. Why was CPS originally, you know, involved? Why did they become involved with, you know, taking the children to begin with?
Okay, so it just takes a call from anyone, anonymous people, you know, get mad. Okay, I know the real reason. Her husband, well, not her dad, his friend got mad at him, and he just decided to call in on him when there was no need for CPS at all. And they came out demanding hair tests, allegations, hair tests. My daughter didn't know how to challenge them at that time. Neither did I. We learned the hard way. So when you don't know your rights, you can really mess up. The worst thing you want to do is contract with them. And by contracting with CPS, it's signing on to the safety plan or opening your door and welcoming them in. That's verbally contracted, and that's where we messed up. But, number one, they cannot take your kids without a real judge's signature, two-hand witness, a petition, and an affidavit, and they did not have that. Because my daughter legally placed her children's care in another county, 2 hours away from Tarrant County. So the kids were in Woods County, not Tarrant County. And Woods County approved the family, our family, approved the home. So she had to drive out of Woods County and get the children from the temporary family that we had keeping them. So they were never court jurisdiction. That's why it's kidnapped, because whenever the kids are taken in place voluntarily with a family, you're not supposed to remove them without the parents knowing for sure, and the parents didn't know. And also, not just the parents didn't know, the only paper that was presented to get the children was an affidavit. It was written out by the state CPS investigator, and it's a baloney one, no good. I mean, 5 months, you know, difference of the dateful removal. Because the case started in September or October 2018. Well, the removal date said May 2018. That's beyond wrong. Okay? So the right there is crossing jurisdiction, Tarrant County crossing jurisdiction into another county, and using an affidavit with a wrongful date under oath, with the investigator under oath, writing under oath, I am writing under oath on an affidavit that it's May when it didn't happen in May. It happened in October. So that's wrong. And to be honest, she never contacted the parents. That's kidnapping. That's jurisdiction kidnapping that leads into the foster parents getting the kids. And from that time on, when the foster parents got the kids and we fought and fought in court to remove the kids out of their custody, the case was corrupted from the beginning. And we're seeing that now, and we're getting something done more than we did before. A lot more done. She didn't get terminated, which is a big step.
So,
and our case is going good.
So today's case was CPS was taking your daughter to court to terminate her motherhood against the kids so they could permanently keep them.
No, CPS is out of picture. We beat them in court.
Okay, so CPS is no longer involved then.
Yeah, my hair is all over the place. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm tired. You're lucky you got me on camera. You're not gonna catch me on camera like this. Okay.
All right. So okay. Who's trying to terminate your daughter's rights? Who's trying to?
Foster parents.
Okay. So the foster parents are trying to terminate your daughter's parental rights.
Yeah, for no cause. I mean, if there were drugs and abuse, they'd have a cause. But there's no cause. There's allegations of lies. And that was pushed aside today.
Oh, good. I'm glad that the judge had sense to push that out and not to hear that and not to, you know, and Dana, you're absolutely right. Dana Bland says that, you know, CPS is absolutely the nation's largest child trafficking, you know, the child traffickers. And, you know, I absolutely believe that. You know, so let me ask you, what is it going to take for for your daughter to be able to get her children back and for you to be able to get your grandchildren back? What's the deal with that?
Okay. Okay, so we got a hearing coming up in August, and they want to still try to push for termination. The judge ruled out. And basically, the way our evidence looks, it looks good. I'm going to come in and use the Indian history. All I've done is talk to them about it and showed proof of it, but I'm registering. And we're going to register under the Indian history because that's where you really want to use your goal in all this, gosh, is the Indian history. You know what I mean?
Right.
You look better than me.
What's that?
Because you bust that hat holding your hair down. You know it better than me, buddy.
Yeah, I can always just throw a hat on. That's the secret.
Well, there's days I look pretty too, but I don't care. I look pretty. Okay, a big goal in our case is my daughter's doing good. She's stable, she works, she's sober, and everything's good. It's just she needs support. That's all she'll need in this whole case is to see support behind her. Because when they see all these people supporting her in the direction she's going, she's got it, you know?
Right on.
And I'm going to show them the Indian history, which is going to be very valuable to her case. Because the case, the other side lawyer, thinks she knows it all. She said, well, I saw some stuff online, so I wrote out to the tribe and said that Tammy, which is me, the grandmother, was saying that how to help people get their children through roll numbers, which is true. So she asked the tribes if the kids had any heritage. Well, you know what? Of course they don't. They have to be registered. We have not registered. So brought that up to the judge. And the judge, when she did bring up the tribal, the judge was coming on everything. He was wondering, uh-oh, they're talking about that tribal stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that tribal stuff took like a... a pause in everybody's case right there and then because we won against CPS on that in Hillsborough. We beat them. We won our case.
Right.
So, anyways, all you got to do is prove that by going into your ancestry, looking up your family, and the way they do it is it has to be on roll number. It's not about blood quantum. It has to show a roll number from, I think, four generations of great-grandparents all the way to mom and dad. But I don't think it goes to uncle or aunt, just direct descendant. And people that use that can come back in and use their tribal information to win their case. And there are all other ways of also challenging court jurisdiction and winning your cases. There's the sovereigns. They have a lot of ways of winning. You know, I've seen that happen, actually have. And, you know, the law of God, stuff like that. But you got to exercise it. You got to change status to what you once were and what you once knew to the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, you know, this is where you're going, we'll just switch gears a little bit and ask you about your songwriting in your singing career, because I know that you also do music, you write music, and you produce music, and how long have you been doing that, and you know, how do you use, you know, what you know, because I know that, you know, we talked a little earlier, and you said that, you know, well, I'll let you tell. I'll just shut up and let you tell it. Go ahead.
Okay. I have interesting ideas on using my music to beat CPS and all the corruption around the world. Because when I create a good song and I record it, I'm wanting to use it for donations and charity to build resources to families. There's families out there that cannot fight these people because they don't have the right resources. So we could build a resource for people to learn how to fight them and have these people go into court with them and fight for them. So that's where my money's going to come in, you know, benefiting concerts and charity. So I have a great song. I'm really not supposed to let that out of the hat. But you know how that let that out of the hat goes. People can get all your music if you let it out of the hat. But I'm writing a song for all the children in the world. It's called Save the Lost Children. And it's a very good song. And change awareness. I see change awareness involved. If we can't shut them down, we can reform them from the ground up. So we got to take, clean out the pool, like they say, the swamp. Clean out the swamp. Get the alligators and the snakes out of there. And then reform from the ground up. We got to bring in the people who care. Which is like you and me and everyone else. And putting together concerts is a good move because I write all day long. I've been a writer since I was 12, and I write about everything. So I can write songs that support these resources on these children. And we could do charity events to where the money builds the resources. Helps kids.
I know. That's a great idea. That's a good idea.
That's one of my great ideas that I'm really shooting for. And I want a lot of people that, you know, want to get involved. We could all get involved. I really would like to do that. I could have done a much better interview if I had rented, but you caught me. And here we are.
No, I think you're doing a great. I think you're doing a good job. Listen, if you guys have any questions or any comments or anything, you guys are more than welcome to call in. The call-in number for the show is 516-418-5539. Again, the number is 516-418-5539. Listen, while I'm on that, if you guys are in the Ohio area, and even if you're not in the Ohio area, if you're in the Ohio area, I prefer you to be. And you're near Bel Air, Ohio, you guys can always go down to 3048 Belmont Street and check out the Holistic Cloud. Again, that's at 3048 Belmont Street in Bel Air, Ohio. And if you're not in Ohio and you guys want to check out some holistic stuff and some really cool pipes and some really cool smoking accessories, you can go to holisticcloud.com. Again, that is at 3048 Belmont Street, Bel Air, Ohio, the Holistic Cloud. Tammy, let me ask you, with your writing, what, how many songs have you done? I know that you played me a short song earlier. How many songs have you comprised so far? How many songs have you gotten together so far?
I've got 12 originals written, and I'm fixing to record in studio this year. That COVID stopped a lot of it, and not just the COVID, the court, and the worrying about the children. So now I'm going to go back to what I was doing, writing, recording. And I've even got a song I wrote for Willie Nelson. When Willie Nelson was hospitalized, I was really worried about him. I really like him. And I wrote a song for a medical cause. Because, you know, Epilepsy Foundation and cancer, these kind of things are something that cannabis needs to be recognized as a useful area. Because, like I said, natural healing. And what it does is cannabis, it prolongs the life and the brain. It helps the brain. So, and the pain from the people that go through cancer and terminal illnesses and seizures, it takes that away.
Right.
So we need to recognize that as a healer. And the song I wrote for that was called Silly Stick. Okay, so Silly Stick is a humorous song. supposed to be funny, and that's how I wanted it to be, kind of hillbilly silly for Willie. Willie Nelson. That was written for him. And
I want
he
you,
and
hey,
Tommy Mercer
say that three,
it together.
I want you to say that three times really fast. Hillbilly silly for Willie.
Hillbilly silly for old Willie.
That's funny.
And
hey, you know.
Me and Tommy Mercer put that one together for old Willie. And we one day want to share that with him.
Right.
But I really like, I think he likes songs and heard it.
I think that's awesome. You know, and, you know, reading here, Dana brings up a really good, point. You know, where are all the, there's a lot of undocumented children, unescorted children coming across the border that they're just loading up and they're sending out to all these municipalities and across the borders with no children, with no parents, that are going out to all these CPSs, that are going out to all these foster parents, that are going out to all these, parents that, where they're getting lost in the system, and these are the children, and of course our own children, but these are a lot of the children that we need to be concerned about, because these are going to be children that are undocumented, that these are children that are going to be lost in the system that we are unaccounted for. There's going to be hundreds of kids that have no clue.
That situation is sad. And it's all about money, and marketing those children is what CPS is doing. To be honest, it's what they're doing. They're extorting these children across the world. But you know what I saw from the beginning of it, and I know I shouldn't say this, but I speak my mind. I feel like it was an entrapment. When the border was opened up, it was to entrap the children and the parents under the COVID so they could lock them up and separate them right then.
Yeah.
It was a kidnap entrapment. That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because I study CPS, and they don't like me. And I don't care. They'll knock at my door, and I'll open it, and they'll run. Because it's how you approach CPS. When you allow them to see you know who they are, you're not contracting with them, and you're not signing nothing, and they ain't got no warrant, and they can't charge you up on a criminal history of any kind, they better leave, and they better come back with a warrant. Then you cease and desist them. After you cease and desist them, they cannot come to your property. If they come to your property, they broke the cease and desist, and they can be charged under fee. That's how we stop them. And it's been working. You usually do it like 3 times certified mail, 3 times e-file, or go serve them if you want. There's ways to do it. Because CPS is not really someone helping children. It's a money-making operation.
It is. It absolutely is. It is because, the more children that they have under their number, the more children that they have accumulated number-wise, the more money that they get from the government. And that's just the way it is. And, it's absolutely a money scheme for them, that they pass off to families that they have not really vetted properly. It's been proven time and time and time again with the abusive families that these children get taken from good families. They get taken from good families that, with no issues, and get put with the, and we read about them all the time.
The children die.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And those cases are documented. They're documented. And it's nobody's fault but CPS alone. It rests on CPS's shoulders alone. And it's those little babies and those children would not be in those situations if it would not be for CPS taking them from the families. I think there needs to be an oversight for CPS, somebody that does not get government money, that doesn't get any kind of money from anything or anyone, that doesn't get any kind of outside influence, that makes sure that CPS does exactly what they're supposed to do with every single child, every single time. And I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
Because every child is important. Every single child that goes through there. Because unless, you know, let's be honest. CPS is important to a certain point. I mean, there is a reason for a CPS. Maybe not for the people in CPS, but there is a reason for a CPS. You know, because our children, you know, not every family needs to have them babies. Not every family needs to have the children. But
eventually one's fighting for their children, wanting their children. And when you're finding children that are in the foster situation injured constantly and CPS is shutting the door on it, then you need to go after CPS.
Yes.
Because you got to get the higher up to stop it. And that's what I told them. I said, by the time this is over with, you're going to be sued. We got enough on you. And they never terminated my daughter. They were scared. A lot of things, the Indian laws, everything. We won on the Indian laws until for all the babies. Because the truth is, when you use the Indian laws, they have to go prove that that is not real. That does not exist. They can't tell you in a text message or a phone, hey, you're not Native or you don't look Native. They have to write out to the tribes in letters, and they have to call them. And the tribes have to deny you, not them. And they will deny you if you do not reach out and register,
right,
like we have to do. I know that there's Native history in my family. Y'all want to know who I'm kin to? Setton Bull. I did a lot of history research. Pocahontas and Setton Bull came up on my ancestry, which I'm very proud of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a big old history. So what about if you're kin to the judge? You ever heard of that one? That's a real funny one. When we find out we're kin to the judge.
Right.
I don't know what you can do on that.
Right. So anything in closing, Tammy, anything that you want to tell our listeners or our watchers, anything that you want to say, because I know that you need support and you want people to come, you know, I urge people to go over to your page and to give you as much support as they possibly can to get, you know, to go over, you know, whether it's with your singing in your songwriting career or whether it's, you know, to give you support, you know, whether it's moral support or if they're in their tech, you know, the area, you know, to give you support with going through with what you're going through with your grandchildren and your daughter. I think that it's important to have support. So anything that you have final in closing?
So mostly my concern is with all of us out there being a voice to fight for our children. We can't go at it in a violent way. We have to be a voice. You know, we have to use our laws, what we know, and our rights, and not let them run over our constitutional rights. Our amendments matter. So when you get time, read that stuff, because it will save you a heartbreak. You don't have to open your doors to those people just because a complaint comes in. You can put your foot down, and you don't have to sign things. And I would never sign things, not even if a lawyer said comply with them. Because a lot of lawyers will tell you to comply with them because their first job is to the court. And that's how they get money. But the court is a system, a bar. You know, they get paid, getting you to comply. So use this and use your education, study it about the laws. The laws of the land are very important. The common law does matter. Even though they don't let you use it in court, you can use it if you're out of status and you change status, you can use it. So I'm just looking out for the people that don't know how to fight against CPS. My career will come, and I'm going to use it to support the children all around the world. So whoever backs me up supports me in the music industry, they're going to be a part of that, you know. Hopefully book concerts soon. I'm looking to do that.
Absolutely. That sounds awesome. Tammy, thank you very much for joining us and for sharing your story, you know, and I hope you get a lot of support where you're at and you know, everybody come and, you know, gather and give support. You know,
you're welcome, everybody, even though my hair looks terrible and I'm tired as can be.
Well, definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much, Tammy. You guys have a good night there where you're at.
You too.
Absolutely. You know, listen, you guys, you know, going forward, you know, Tammy's, you know, talked, you know, several things there that, you know, was very absolute that, you know, CPS is completely out of control. And there's things that, you know, that they do that is just monstrous. You know, they come into your home with just a whim. Your neighbor can call without any evidence, without any, with nothing. They can just call and say, hey, I think, or I seen, and it's on. They're at your house doing whatever, investigating you, coming through your home, looking in your refrigerator, looking through your cabinets, going through your home to make sure that you're not abusing your kids. And if they feel like it, they'll take them. How does that sound? How fair is that? How fair is it somebody can make a phone call just because they don't like you or because they don't like something you're doing? And your kids are taken from you. Just like that. Gives you something to stop and think about. That just because your neighbor don't like you, they can make a phone call and make a complaint about you. And without any evidence at all, without any evidence, and say whatever they want. And you'll have CPS and a sheriff at your house, guaranteed, wanting to take your kids from you and investigate you with a drop of a hat, just like that. And that's supposed to be fair. That's supposed to be right. That's supposed to be the way it's supposed to be. It's disgusting that is the way it is, that our children are at risk of being taken from you or taken from us just because somebody doesn't like you or somebody doesn't like something that you've done that day or something just because, just, you know, and that's it, just because. So they're going to make a phone call on you and make your life miserable. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, listen. If you are in the Ohio area and you are in the northeast part of Ohio and you're near Bel Air, Ohio, to be exact, you can always jump down to 3048 Belmont Street and check out the Holistic Cloud for all of your holistic needs and your smoking accessories. He has a lot of things there to check out, Bill Smith Jr. does. A great store, great guy, man. He does, this guy is all over the place, all over Ohio, doing so much for so many people and still holding down a store, the Holistic Cloud. And if you guys are online, you can always check him out at theholisticcloud.com. Again, for all of your holistic and smoking accessories. Want to touch on a little bit of education, jury nullification. If you don't know it, please Google it and know what it is. Jury nullification is one juror is what you need, one juror. To say no, that they don't agree with what is going on. Not that the person was right, but the law is wrong, is what jury nullification is nullifying the law, not the person, is what jury nullification is. Listen, you know, Seth Cunningham is, man, he's a walking guy, and I'm going to continue to talk about him, too, because, man, he's a guy that is walking out there, walking through chronic pain, you know, and I hope he catches the show, because he's a great guy. You know, I interviewed him, great guy, and I'm going to catch up with him later this season. But he had fibromyalgia, man, and he walks through that. And if anybody knows what fibromyalgia is, incredibly painful. And he's walking through that. So listen, hashtag walk a mile with Seth and hashtag walk through the pain. Walking through the pain, I'm sorry. Hashtag walking through the pain. Let's just say I had CPS show at my house in Florida saying someone was in the street turning us, saying we were beating our kids or even home. We just stopped them. Yeah, and that was in even in the 80s, Dana. Yeah, you know, and this is not something new, you guys. You know, the CPS, this is not something that's new. And this has been going on for quite a while with CPS, and it's been getting worse and worse, and it's been getting blatant, more blatant, and it's only been getting worse over the last several years, over the last maybe decade. Has it gotten worse last 10 years? Has it gotten worse? But yeah, you know, and you know, I remember back, in the mid to late 80s. My cousins got taken away for something really crazy. And it was something really, really silly. Anyway, my cousins ended up getting taken away, but it took my aunt and uncle really crazy long time. And this was in the 80s. And I think it took them to the mid 90s, early 90s before they got my cousins back. But it was a really crazy thing. So, our freedom is at stake, and we lose it, we'll never see the end. You know, Dana, you're right. If we don't stand together, it will happen. And it's, you know, you're right. You know, our freedom is at stake, guys, and we need to stand together and band together. Listen, I'm going to finish and end here with you guys with this. Once again, in the abuse and the violation of human rights, if you or a loved one is going through a human rights violation case and you need support or you need help, please definitely reach out to the Human Solution International. And the best way to do that is to jump over there to the internet and www.thsintl.org and check out the defendant section. Fill that out, contact one of us, and we'll definitely get back a hold of you. And if you can't, you can definitely check out the Creative Care Beacon page. One of us will definitely, you can call me. I post my phone numbers there. Dana Bland runs the Hope for Change and the End of Prohibition. The Hope for Change and the End of Prohibition, the Court Support Missouri chapter. And you can reach out to him. He's real easy to find, Dana Bland there. So definitely reach out to us, and we will definitely get back with you and give you as much support as we possibly can to help you through whatever it is you're going through. Until next week, folks, I definitely appreciate, again, you joining us and supporting me, as always, and being here and sharing me around and sharing and passing it to your friends. Again, drop a letter to a inmate. Share, find somebody. FreedomGrowForever.org has a great list of people that you can find to write to. FreedomGrowForever.org, CanadaConvictProject.com, Free Indeed Reentry has another list. So there's a lot of lists with a lot of different organizations. So please definitely hop over somewhere and check them out. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another great week. You guys join us next week for another one. You guys have a great night.